This podcast is a resource of givinglight.org.
Maybe you're like me. I like to feel in control of my life. I like to have dreams and make plans and goals and have action steps. Last week, I finished my budget for the rest of the year. I included every income and expense I could possibly think of. It's currently February. Who knows what will happen between now and December 31st? Last year, around the same time, news broke out about a global pandemic. And still, I like to kid myself into thinking I'm the one in control of my future. Unfortunately, I've lived long enough to experience the pain of disappointment. It's like the preacher in Ecclesiastes 1:2 describes when he says, "Hevel of hevel, all is hevel." That word hevel in the Strong's Hebrew Dictionary is defined as vapor or breath. It's like a mirage that one chases after, only to find that what appeared to be true was actually an illusion. As sure as my plans may seem, I know this life is unpredictable. I can study for hours and hours and still get a failing grade. At the same time, I can watch my classmates slack off and somehow manage to pass with flying colors. I can work hard and carefully save my money, only to get hit with an unexpected expense. Throughout the Bible and throughout history, these mysteries have brought men and women to their knees, lamenting, "Why, God?" Let's look at Psalm 73, for example. The author, Asaph, admits he became envious when he saw the wicked prospering. He observed them growing fat with wealth and becoming haughty in their comfort, ease, and power. It's not fair, it's not right, he thinks. Sin and foolishness are supposed to lead to death and righteousness to life. Disheartened, he begins to think his integrity and righteous choices were all for nothing. "When I thought how to understand this," he said, "it seemed to me a wearisome task." Like the end of so many of our well-crafted plans, the math just didn't add up. Asaph describes how this incongruity made him feel. His soul was embittered, and his heart was pricked toward the Lord. In his bitter suffering and anguish, Asaph turned his anger toward the Lord. "I was brutish and ignorant," he said. "I was like a beast toward you." Have you ever been there? Praise God, he's so patient with us. In his grace and mercy, God reached out to Asaph. Asaph entered the sanctuary, and there he discerned the truth. God's presence had never left him. Let's read it in his words. "I am continually with you, Lord. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel. And afterward, you will receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For behold, those who are far from you shall perish, and you put an end to everyone who is unfaithful to you. But for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all your works." No matter what unpredictable, puzzling, difficult, and frustrating circumstances befall you, the Lord is faithful to us. As Hebrews 6:18 puts it, it is impossible for God to lie. So when he says in Jeremiah 29:11, "I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord, "plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope," you can bank on that promise. Even if it doesn't look that way right now, Romans 8:28 says he works all things together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purposes. Which you are. It is true that by our own strength, efforts, and wisdom, outcomes will never be guaranteed. But God knows the end from the beginning, and he loves you way too much to leave you stranded. If you read through some of the stories of the men and women in the Bible, and read from start to finish, you will see that the journey is rarely straight, easy, or predictable. But for those who trust in the Lord, it always ends in victory. So don't put all your confidence in your plans, your wealth, or your ability. Put your confidence in the Lord, whose love for you will never fail. If you are like me, and you found yourself in the same situation, longing to be in control of your circumstances, but knowing that you aren't. Take a few moments and let's meditate on Matthew 6:25 through 33 together. It says, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet our heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither spin nor toil, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so much clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown in the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?' For the Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you."
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Giving Light Devotional Podcast. If you would like to access more resources on this topic, make sure you check out our free resource page where we have questions, activations, and a fine selection of music for your devotional journey. Thank you for making us a part of your devotional time. As always, stay hungry and keep seeking.